With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities have launched a massive manhunt after a shooting at a Montana bar left four people dead. State investigators said the shooting happened Friday morning at the Old Owl Bar in Anaconda. Public records show and U.S. Army officials say the man suspected in the shooting is a military veteran who lived next to the bar. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's considering using an extended recess to allow President Trump to bypass the Senate confirmation process for a backlog of nominees. More on the story from Bob Agnew.
Democrats have done a successful job of holding up confirmations, and now the backlog is so severe, Republican leaders are considering alternatives. Majority Leader Thune has suggested it may be time for a rules change that would make it harder for the minority party now and in future Congresses to delay confirmations. A more short-term solution would be to rely on the president's power to make recess appointments. If he chooses that path, Thune would still need to get 50 Republicans to agree to that recess and convince the House to do the same. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Miami jury has ruled that Tesla must pay $243 million in an autopilot crash case.
In 2019, in Key Largo, Florida, a Tesla with autopilot driver assist technology hit a vehicle on a dark rural road with a young couple out gazing at the stars. A woman was killed. Her boyfriend was injured. The plaintiff's lead lawyer acknowledged the driver of the Tesla was negligent, admitting he was looking for a dropped cell phone. The federal jury held Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed and that not all the blame can be put on a reckless driver. Tesla says the verdict is wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump had his team remove the head of the agency that produces the monthly jobs figures after the week report showed hiring slowed and was much weaker in April and May. More at townhall.com. Israel's Michael Harrington reports that Americans can't agree on the facts.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. Launched last year, the program comes at a time when many voters worry over high child care costs, backed by a mix of state, local, and philanthropic money. This is SRN News. Two wildfires burning in the western U.S., including one that has become a megafire on the northern rim of the Grand Canyon, are so hot that they're spurring the formation of fire clouds that can create their own erratic weather systems. Arizona Fire Information Officer Lisa Jennings says fire clouds are a difficult weather event to work with.
As these pyrocumulus clouds form, they suck in that superheated gas and create their own wind systems. If they get high enough, they can also create downdrafts, and that's something we really watch out for because that can quickly spread the fire and can be very dangerous for firefighters who are doing their work on the ground.
Country music legend Jeannie Seeley has died. Her publicist said she passed away Friday from complications of an intestinal infection. Known as Miss Country Soul, Seeley appeared nearly 5,400 times at the Grand Ole Opry, which will dedicate Saturday's show to her. She was 85 years old. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.